The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Friday, February 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Friday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time in the Missal. This is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. Julian the Hospitaller. He was born perhaps about 7 AD, and the legend has it that Julian slew his noble parents in a case of mistaken identity. He believed his wife was with another man and struck them both. His wife returned home from church soon after. Well, in penance, Julian and his wife went to Rome. They returned after receiving absolution, and Julian built an inn and a hospital for the poor. He even put a leper into his own bed. That leper was reputed to be an angel. St. Julian the Hospitaller is the patron saint of boatmen, innkeepers, and travelers. St. Julian, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh my God, I offer you all my actions of this day for the intentions and for the glory of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I desire to sanctify every beat of my heart, my every thought, my simplest works, by uniting them to His infinite merits. And I wish to make reparation for my sins by casting them in the furnace of His merciful love. Oh my God, I ask of you for myself and for those dear to me, the grace to fulfill perfectly your holy will, to accept for love of you the joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may one day be united together in heaven for all eternity. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for women who are victims of violence, that they may be protected by society and have their sufferings considered and heeded. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Humans are dependent. Humans are dependent. They cannot live except from others and by trust. But there is nothing degrading about dependence when it takes the form of love. For then it is no longer dependence, the diminishing of self through competition with others. Dependence in the form of love precisely constitutes the self as self and sets it free. Because love essentially takes the form of saying, I want you to be. It is creativity, the only creative power which can bring forth the other as other without envy or loss of self. Humans are dependent. That is the primary truth about them. And because it is, only love can redeem them. For only love transforms dependence into freedom. Thus, human beings will only succeed in destroying their own redemption, destroying themselves, if they eliminate love to be on the safe side. For humans, the crucified God is the visible certainty that creation is already an expression of love. We exist on the foundation of love. It is therefore a constitutive part of Christian faith to accept mystery as the center of reality, that is to say, to accept love, creation as love, and to make that love the foundation of one's life.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 7 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The words of sacred scripture were not written to remain imprisoned on papyrus, parchment, or paper, but to be received by a person who prays making them blossom in his or her heart. We begin this liturgical day as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Thank you. Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
O Lord, plead my cause against my foes. Fight those who fight me. Take up your buckler and shield. Arise to help me. O Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescue the weak from the strong and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather. They gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery and gnash their teeth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng, I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand afar off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, Great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice all day long of your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you rescue the poor from their oppressors, and you rose to the aid of your beloved Son against those who unjustly sought his life. Look on your church as we journey to you, that the poor and weak may recognize the help you provide and proclaim your saving act.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My son, take my words to heart.
Do as I say, and you will live.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Stand firm, and do not take on yourselves the yoke of slavery a second time. Pay close attention to me, Paul, when I tell you that if you have yourselves circumcised, Christ will be of no use to you. I point out once more to all who receive circumcision that they are bound to the law in its entirety. Any of you who seek justification in the law have severed yourselves from Christ and fallen from God's favor. It is in the Spirit that we eagerly await the justification we hope for, and only faith can yield it. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor the lack of it counts for anything. Only faith, which expresses itself through love. You were progressing so very well. Who diverted you from the path of truth? Such enticement does not come from him who calls you. A little yeast can affect the entire dough. I trust that in the Lord, you will not adopt a different view. May condemnation fall on whoever it is that is unsettling you. As for me, brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why do the attacks on me continue? If I were, the cross would be a stumbling block no more. Would that those who are troubling you might go on the whole way and castrate themselves. My brothers, remember that you have been called to live in freedom, but not a freedom that gives free rein to the flesh. Out of love, place yourself at one another's service. The whole law has found its fulfillment in this one saying, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." If you go on biting and tearing one another to pieces, take care. You will end up in mutual destruction. My point is that you should live in accord with the Spirit, and you will not yield to the cravings of the flesh. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. The two are directly opposed. This is why you do not do what your will intends. If you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. It is obvious what proceeds from the flesh: lewd conduct, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hostilities, bickering, jealousy, outbursts of rage, selfish rivalries, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I have warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patient endurance, kindness, generosity, faith, mildness, and chastity. Against such, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead. The word of the Lord. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
The signs of the Spirit's presence are love, joy, and peace.
Since we live by the Spirit, let him direct our lives.
The signs of the Spirit's presence are love, joy, and peace.
A reading from a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Our Lord Jesus Christ, born true man without ever ceasing to be true God, began in his person a new creation, and by the manner of his birth gave man a spiritual origin. What mind can grasp this mystery? What tongue can fittingly recount this gift of love? Guilt becomes innocence, old becomes new. Strangers are adopted, and outsiders are made heirs. Rouse yourself, man, and recognize the dignity of your nature. Remember that you were made in God's image, though corrupted in Adam. That image has been restored in Christ. Use creatures as they should be used: the earth, the sea, the sky, the air. the springs, and the rivers. Give praise and glory to their Creator for all that you find beautiful and wonderful in them. See with your bodily eyes the light that shines on earth, but embrace with your whole soul and all your affections the true light which enlightens every man who comes into this world. Speaking of this light, the prophet said, "Draw close to him, and let his light shine upon you, and your face will not blush with shame." If we are indeed the temple of God, and if the Spirit of God lives in us, then what every believer has within himself is greater than what he admires in the skies. Our words and exhortations are not intended to make you disdain God's works or think there is anything contrary to your faith in creation. For the good God has himself made all things good. What we do ask is that you use reasonably and with moderation all the marvelous creatures which adorn this world. As the apostle says, "The things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." For we are born in the present only to be reborn in the future. Our attachment, therefore, should not be to the transitory. Instead, we must be intent upon the eternal. Let us think of how divine grace has transformed our earthly natures so that we may contemplate more closely our heavenly hope. We hear the apostle say, "You are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. But when Christ your life appears, then you will also appear in glory with him, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen."
I will sing a new song to you, O God.
I will sing to you and play on the ten-stringed lyre.
You are my God. I give you praise. My God, I give thanks to you.
I will sing to you and play on the ten-stringed lyre. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that, relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
27 past the hour. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Zion, all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Peace be on Israel.
It's Joe Hand with Psalm 128 at 27 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, February 12th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord opens the ears of a deaf man. From the seventh chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
Then Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they besought him to lay his hand upon him. Taking him aside from the multitude privately, he put his fingers into his ear, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him,
Ephatha,
that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it, and they were astonished beyond measure.
He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings, of course, are on the Relevant Radio app. He has done all things well. Wouldn't you like people to say that about you? Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 3, Ordinary Time. The Gospels frequently mention the feelings and words of admiration evoked by our Lord during the years he spent here on earth. The people were struck with amazement, every one of them astonished at the miracles he performed. If you consider the many compliments paid to Jesus by those who saw the things he did and heard him speak, you will find one appreciative expression, which, in a way, embraces all of them. I am thinking of the spontaneous exclamation of wonder and enthusiasm which arose from the crowd at the astounding sight of his miracles. He has done everything marvelously well. Not only the great miracles, but also the little everyday things that didn't dazzle anyone, but which Christ performed with the accomplishment of one who is perfectus Deus perfectus homo. In the words of the Athanasian Creed, perfect God and perfect man. The Gospel of today's Mass invites us to consider the passage in which the people following our Lord could not but cry out, He has done all things well. Christ is our model in ordinary life. We can ask ourselves if it can be said of us that we too strive to do all things well. The big things as well as the little things that seem unimportant because we want to imitate Christ. The greater part of Jesus' life was an ordinary existence spent working in an obscure, out-of-the-way village. And there too, in that same Nazareth, our Lord did everything well, perfectly in fact. In Nazareth, it would be said of Jesus that he was a good carpenter. the best they had come across. A good part of the life of any man or woman is conditioned by the reality of work. It would be hard to find a responsible person who of his own volition is without some occupation or job. Many work for noble human objectives, to support their families, to make a future for themselves. Others will take up a particular activity in order to develop some special skill, some craft, or an art for which they have an aptitude, or simply to contribute to the good of society because they are conscious of a duty to do something for others. Many more will work with less worthy aims, to amass wealth, to gain fame or power, to assert themselves, or to get hold of what they need for the gratification of their passions. We all know competent people who conscientiously work long hours for purely human motives. Our Lord wants those who follow Him in the midst of the world to be people who work well. They must be known for the quality of their work, which will have the prestige of excellence, and be thoroughly competent in their job or profession. They cannot be slapdash in their approach to their work. They must be people who will stand out, visibly motivated by noble human objectives, because one's work, of whatever kind it be, is where we must practice the human as well as the supernatural virtues. We believe by faith that through the homage of work offered to God, man is associated with the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, whose labor with his hands at Nazareth greatly ennobled the dignity of work. We tell our Lord that we want to carry out every task, and particularly the work that we do for a living, in an exemplary way, because we truly want it to be a daily offering to Him, and because we are determined to imitate Him in the years of His hidden life in Nazareth. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. Morning prayer is coming right up. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, February 12th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Time to pray. It's always a good time to pray. Let's join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor, sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit, we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
Truly with you, God is hidden, the God of Israel, the Savior. Those are put to shame and disgrace who vent their anger against him. Those go in disgrace who carve images.
Israel, you are saved by the Lord, saved forever. You shall never be put to shame or disgrace in future ages.
For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in.
I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken from hiding, nor from some dark place of the earth. And I have not said to the descendants of Jacob, look for me in an empty waste. The Lord promised justice. I foretell what is right.
Come and assemble, gather together, you fugitives among the Gentiles. They are without knowledge who bear wooden idols and pray to gods that cannot save.
come here and declare in counsel together, who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old. Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me.
Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other.
By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word.
To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power.
Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Never let evil talk pass your lips. Say only the good things men need to hear, things that will really help them. Do nothing that will sadden the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed against the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, all passion and anger, harsh words, slander, and malice of every kind. In place of these, be kind to one another, compassionate, and mutually forgiving, just as God has forgiven you in Christ. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
Make known to me the path that I must walk.
Be merciful to me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
The Lord has come to his people and set them free.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has come to his people and set them free.
Through his cross, the Lord Jesus brought salvation to the human race. We adore him, and in faith we call out to him. Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Christ, rising sun, warm us with your rays.
And restrain us from every evil impulse.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Keep guard over our thoughts, words, and actions.
And make us pleasing in your sight this day.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Turn your gaze from our sinfulness.
And cleanse us from our iniquities.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Through your cross and resurrection,
fill us with the consolation of the Spirit.
Lord, pour out your mercy upon us.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Father, you conquer the darkness of ignorance by the light of your word. Strengthen within our hearts the faith you have given us. Let not temptation ever quench the fire that your love has kindled within us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And so the day begins. Morning Air comes up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. Chuck Neff, Father Simon. It's all headed your way. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.